The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, today, the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, published the government's summer economic statement, which sets out their strategy ahead of Budget 2025. And I am delighted to say I am joined now in studio by the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers.
Thanks so much, Mandy. Delighted to be here.
Well, firstly, congratulations on your job. I'm sure it's a very exciting time for you, but you're taking the helm at an important department at a crucial time in the political cycle. You've got to balance all those warnings from IFAC and from the central banks, amongst others, against what your political colleagues want now in the run-up to what is a general election period. Maybe start us off by setting out exactly what you hope to achieve in the summer economic statement and what the figures are that you have to play with ahead of Budget 2025.
Yeah, and just to give a sense to your listeners, so we've a total package of €8.3 billion for 2025, and that is spread across a number of important measures. So it's a core spending package of about €6.9 billion, and then €1.4 billion for taxation. But of the spending, a lot of that has already been announced. So we've the public pay deal, for example, ongoing support for our health system, and then all other public services that we've built up over the last 4 years, really trying to embed and sustain those public services in childcare, greater recruitment of numbers in Garda Síochána, for example, free school meals, supporting our education system. So that total package of spending is €6.9 billion, but there's only €1.8 billion for new measures, and that's similar to last year. And then on the taxation side, we have €1.4 billion, and much of that will go towards for workers that have seen an increase in their wages to allow them to offset that, and so they're not levied additional taxation by getting through additional wage increases that they may have faced. So the wider environment for this is trying to strike a balance between the need to maintain sustainability and control of our public finances, which is what we're doing. And that's why we're putting aside €6 billion this year and around the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, and ensuring that we invest and support public services for today. And then housing is a key priority in this, and that's why we have additional spending of over €1.4 billion on capital. So housing is a key priority for Budget 25 as well.
Yeah, now I want to go into the figures beyond the new spending measures of the €1.8 billion and maybe even the taxation package. We'll look at that in a second. But you talk about non-core spending. What is that and how much is that and what does that cover?
So now we've entered into a regular budgetary environment for 2025, and non-core spending is no longer part of our budgetary framework. So we've come all, this is the total spending is being set out for Budget 2025. In previous years, we had a split and a distinction between core and non-core spending.
And does that mean that those one-off payments have now been normalised and they're always on?
So the non-core spending, much of that has been, some of it will be retained, for example, in parts of our health spending, because it's required to sustain and provide public services and support our hospital system and support people who present to it. But any decisions on, say, for example, cost of living or one-off payments are a matter closer to the budget time. But we'll be in a much different budgetary environment than we were in the last 4 years. We obviously had to respond and intervene in a substantial way during COVID, and also during the cost of living crisis, where inflation was up at 10% at particular points in time. The flash inflation rate for June of this year is 1.5%, and that gives a different context to any further interventions or supports. We'll discuss this further closer to the budget time, but it won't, if there are additional supports in terms of cost of living, it won't be of a scale near to what it was in previous years.
So you said at the press conference today, consideration will be given to one-off means closer to the budget day. So does that mean that this package that you're outlining today of 8.3 is not the final figure really?
Well, for it is the spending package for 2025, and the if there's any further consideration of supports, say, in the peak of winter, that's something we'll discuss further at a political level. But we intervene in a very significant way around cost of living when inflation was at a really high point. And I said, if there are decisions on cost of living, it'll be at a much a smaller scale than in previous years.
You did warn in the lead up to this statement that it was going to be a challenging period ahead for your government colleagues who were coming banging down the door over the summer wanting to spend more. One of the things that particularly Fine Gael, I suppose, have been pressing for are tax changes. That the tax package, as I see it, 1.4 billion here. I think last year's tax package was 1.1 billion, if I'm right. So does that leave you much scope to do things you take into account inflation?
So for income tax, it was around 1.1. There were some, to go back to your question earlier on permanent or temporary measures, there were some measures taken on a temporary basis. Again, we're moving beyond that in 2025 around our core fiscal framework. But it is going to be tight in the context of changes to taxation. The priority when we discuss this with party leaders is obviously to support workers, low middle income earners, who many of whom will see wage increases this year, and to make sure that we're not levying those wage increases with the current taxation position. And that's why we'll try and calibrate a tax package which gives workers and families a break. And then in addition to that, our core priority is housing. And that's why there's a additional allocation of 1.4 billion euro for capital this year to drive further delivery in housing.
And what will that 1.4 billion look like? How will you spend that?
So that's it, set out by Minister Donoghue through the National Development Plan. Some of it will be on housing.
And is some of that to catch up on the cost, the inflation cost and building?
Well, it's to reach and exceed our housing targets. We reached our targets last year. We want to surpass them this year. And Minister O'Brien will be coming out with new housing targets for 2025 and beyond. And we want to drive affordability and supply in the housing system. And that's why, as part of our overall fiscal framework, we have provided additional support for capital investment next year, a 10% increase year on year. So we'll be spending 14.5 billion euro on capital investment next year. And that next year, and that's about, you know, building the economy for the future, investing in, you know, key infrastructure in towns and cities and our communities, so that we drive opportunities for people in those regions.
Yeah, actually, I want to raise that because yesterday the IDA had some figures out which showed that overall there was a reduction in the number of new businesses who are choosing to locate here. Some of the reasons they pointed to, in fact, were those infrastructural deficits like housing, like water supply, like energy security. In that context, are you fearful that, you know, we're at a point now where we have full employment, the taxes are running wild, you know, I mean, the exchequer is doing really well, the expectations are really high. How do you temper expectations ahead of this budget?
Well, I think the clear line in what we've set out today in the summer economic statement is on current new spending on for current measures, that's 1.8 billion euro. So the scope for a lot of new and additional expenditure is quite limited when you take the overall package, and so that's the first thing to say. Secondly, I'm cognizant as well as Finance Minister that we have to make, you know, long-term decisions for the future, and that's why putting aside 10 billion euro in the Future Ireland Fund is of an absolute priority with the Climate Infrastructure and Nature Fund, and then separately ensuring that we put aside another 6 billion euro next year into those funds, that we have that ability in the medium to long term to intervene if the economy in the medium term isn't what it is today. And that's about sustaining this capital investment in housing and transport, supporting communities through the medium term. But also we have to be cognizant in terms of the changes that's happening globally. We've deglobalization, a lot of protectionist developments in certain economies in the world, which has an impact on Ireland's role in around having an open trading economy, which relies on that global approach to competitiveness, and that's why we'll have to shape our industrial and enterprise policy in response to that, and ensuring investment for the future is of central importance, and having a competitive economy with ongoing investment in energy, in housing and in water infrastructure allows for future investment by multinationals and indeed domestic enterprises too.
And Minister, you did spend a lot of time today, as did your officials, highlighting the fact that, you know, the economy is more open, it's more more shock prone than ever. But you have consistently, this government has consistently broken their own spending limits, targets of 5% this year. I think based on these figures, it'll be 6.7%, even though your own officials said that the 5-year forecast globally is the lowest in years for the global economy. Do you see this as a prudent exercise in managing the domestic economy?
So we've had to adjust the fiscal framework because of the areas that I've identified. So, for example, the ongoing acute pressures in our health system has necessitated an additional package of 1.2 billion euro next year. We have to fulfil our obligations under the public pay deal, which took a significant time to negotiate. That's another 1.2 billion euro. And then managing existing levels of service. So decisions already taken by government to drive affordability in childcare, to support the increased recruitment of members of An Garda Síochána. The cost of providing existing levels of service has increased in the context of the lagging effect of inflation in our economy. And in addition to that, we've sought to prioritise further investment in capital infrastructure, which is 1.4 billion euro. Most economists and independent experts argue that we should further invest in our capital infrastructure. So the reason for adjusting this is grounded in supporting and sustaining existing levels of public services, and then further investment in capital. And then our tax package of 1.4 billion euro is neutral in the context of further employment in the economy of 2.7 million people at higher wages. That allows us to balance any changes in taxation.
Away from the figures a little bit, Minister, if you don't mind, this is the first of three parts of the budget. You've got the summer economic statement, the budget itself and the finance bill. You know as well as I do that after the 2020 election campaign, Pascal Donoghue took a lot of flack for not doing enough that was political in the run-up to this. What do you want this budget to say about you, Jack Chambers? Where's your imprint in this summer economic statement?
Well, I'll set that out on budget day, but my clear focus as a young person who's in a finance minister is to make sure we sustain the economy of today for the long term future of our people, and that means taking into account the risks that are being presented around for Ireland in the context of deglobalisation and other risks that are there, to make sure that decisions we take today and the supports we give today can be sustained into the medium and long term. And I think the work we're doing to put money aside for the future is a core priority for that, so that all generations of people living in communities across our country will know that they and can have confidence that the economic and fiscal decisions we're taking today can be sustained into the long term. And obviously I want to make further adjustments across areas of policy in the context of Budget 2025, and I'll set that out on Budget Day.
And Minister, we hope you'll come back and talk to us then.
We'll be delighted to. Thanks so much.
That's Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.